Okay, as we get into this segment, I would like us to take a look at some of the people in the criminal world that just, maybe they want to, I don't know, choose another career. Maybe they want to think about turning their life around because they're not really doing a very good job at being criminals. The first one we look at is 25-year-old William Mavrides of Weymouth, Massachusetts. Apparently, William had some outstanding warrants for witness intimidation, larceny, and assault and battery. Thursday night, he was at a subway station and started talking to a random stranger. Sure. I mean, don't we all? You're at a subway station, and this guy looks like he's a nice person, so I'm going to talk to him and see what's going on. Oh, and by the way, when I'm talking to him, I'm going to brag that I'm a wanted criminal. I probably would wind up in jail soon. No sooner than William had gotten the words, I'm probably going to end back up in jail, that it happened. Because guess who the stranger was? That's right. An undercover plainclothes cop. He was arrested. Cops took him to jail. Smart. Brilliant. The next one is, let's see here. Let me ask you, let me put it to you this way. If you're online and somebody comes online and says, hey, I'm a beautiful woman and my fantasy is to meet a complete stranger in a hotel room and just get all wiggly on a big pile of cash. Here's my picture. Please meet me at this hotel. You bring the cash. I'll bring everything else you need.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't be suspicious of that at all, would you?
Unless I was in Las Vegas, I suppose.
So for the past few months, three guys in Mountain View, California have been running that exact scheme. They posed as women online. They talk to guys. They tell them to bring a bunch of cash to a hotel so that they could get all naked and wiggly on top of it. And then, of course, they rob the dude as soon as he gets there.
Uh-huh.
The guys behind the scheme are 19-year-old Nazario Cruz, 19-year-old Jose Urias, and the third guy was under 18, so his name has not been released into the story. All three were arrested. The three of them formed...
How did they catch him?
Well, apparently somebody said, hey, this is what's going on, and then cops, I suppose, went online and played as the target, and they got stung.
I would imagine most people who get ripped off in that scheme would be too embarrassed to report it to authorities.
And here's my point. If you got stung, if you got ripped off in that scheme, you deserve it. Who in their right mind in this day and age would go, oh, this Playboy model wants to be with me? And all she wants is to roll around in the cash. She's not going to keep any of it. Of course not. And if she's nice, I might buy her a cup of coffee. You know what I'm saying? Heck, absolutely. Good God. So if you're that dumb, if you are that dumb that you're going to go, fine, you deserve to get it. And this last one is just going to make your blood boil. Back in 2005, a woman by the name of Jennifer Wilbur was driving drunk in Skagit County, Washington. She was doing 34 miles an hour on a curvy road with a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit. She hopped up on the curb and hit an electric pole. Her friend, Nathan Lowen, was in the passenger seat at the time. He ended up with a permanently disfigured right arm because of the accident. So Jennifer pleaded guilty to the felony vehicular assault, and Nathan sued her. Now, guess what Jennifer's doing? She's suing the power company. That's right.
Why did they put a pole right there?
Bingo.
No, come on.
She is suing them because they put the pole too close to the road. It was 4.47 feet from the road, and it was supposed to be at least 10 feet.
Ooh, well, maybe she's got a case then.
Oh, please.
Huh?
No. No, she has no case.
If she hit a pole that was supposed to be 10 feet from the road and it was 4 feet from the road?
Yes, and if she wasn't drunk off her butt, none of this would have happened at all.
Well, there's certainly that.
Yes. The Washington State Supreme Court has ruled that, yes, Jennifer can sue the Puget Sound Energy for negligence. Doesn't mean she'll win.
Right.
It still has to go in front of a jury unless they settle. Big weenies. She can also sue the county for allowing the pole to go up. And Nathan can also sue the power company and the county for damages. That is enough to just make me want to pull what's left of my hair right out of my head. Fortunately, there's something that we can do to make us feel better about this situation.
Mm.
Oh, goody.
Mm.
It's my favorite part of the show.
Mine too.
A quick look at the news.
All right, here we go. As we get started, what we're going to do is jump into the entertainment news segment. Kevin Federline, remember K-Fed?
Yeah.
Former husband to Britney Spears.
Right.
Kevin Federline has married his longtime love over the weekend. Nope, not Britney Spears. We here at WSAU congratulate K-Fed and Fettuccine Alfredo. Britney Spears, speaking of which, is set to open a pizza shop in Las Vegas. It's mainly so that her kid's father can have a place to work, but I mean, still, she's doing that. Kate Upton. Remember Kate Upton?
Well, who could forget Kate Upton?
Hello. Kate Upton said that she felt objectified when she first appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. So shame on whoever was that cruel sexist pig who put a gun to her head and forced her to pose for the magazine.
You know, she likes a little man with a little hair on his chest, but not on his back. You've seen that ad, haven't you?
All right, from news around the rest of the United States, retailers are saying that sales of 90s-era clothing are staging a big comeback.
Clean your closet out, big guy!
Yeah, some consider the 90s the pinnacle of pop music. These people are called Chumbawamba.
Yeah.
The new iPhone, as I mentioned earlier, is going to be coming out, and it's going to be tracking users' locations, which I guess is good because, I mean, seriously, the one problem with living in America today, the glaring lack of intrusive surveillance. A rodeo bull broke out of its pen and went on a violent rampage at a Minnesota county fair. You know, as crazy as this may sound, but, I mean, it's almost like wild animals don't enjoy being locked up in tiny enclosures and mounted by dudes with sharp spikes on their shoes and screamed at by drunken rednecks. I mean, go figure. Gun rights advocates across the country recently celebrated Bring a Gun to Starbucks Day, or as it's known in Texas, Friday. An L.A. restaurant features a 45-page menu of different waters, and they have a water sommelier. Meanwhile, L.A. residents still can't figure out why the rest of the country think they're a bunch of superficial, pretentious jerks. Last but not least, President Obama admits there's going to be some glitches in Obamacare, but he has the perfect solution. He's blaming those problems on George Bush Care. That has been a quick look at the news. Thank you for being here. Please use the information that we've given you for good, not for evil.
There's easy answers to things, but no one thinks of them. Illegal immigration, now Arizona's going crazy. We don't have to build walls. We don't even have to make laws. I say we turn illegal immigration into a reality show where we vote people in and we vote people out. Americans would get involved then they'd care. And I think we can all agree, there's a lot of illegal immigrants that are already here that work really hard, and we would like it if they stayed. And I think we can also all agree, there's a lot of Americans that haven't really panned out. So we just start voting, and then Ryan Seacrest can announce the results at the end of American Idol. He'll be like, joining us this week is Juan Gonzalez. He's been hiding in a garage in Buffalo for 11 and a half years, but apparently he's an eye doctor. Leaving us this week, she has 8 new babies and 6 she already couldn't afford. Say goodbye to the Octomom, America. Say goodbye to the Octomom.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.